is Moksa, Machmas Mitzvah. We're moving on to Gemara. Let's read a scene inside on Lamed Zayin Rebeis. We just finished the Chatzitza Sugya. And the Gemara says, Rama Rabba, Hadas Shel Mitzvah Aser Lahariach Bo. The Hadas used for the Mitzvah of Dalaminim, it's forbidden to smell the Hadas. Esog Shel Mitzvah Mutal Lahariach Bo. However, in Esog, it's permitted to smell. The Maisa, we don't allow you to smell the Esog, just mentioning the Halacha Maisa here because we're not sure what the Bracha is. The Gemara says, Meikar Din, it's allowed, you're allowed to smell the Esog. My time, what's the difference? Since the ultimate purpose of a hadas is to smell it, when it was separated for it was muksa machmas mitzvah, it was regards to the smelling, the iser schal and the smelling of the hadas. Esog dila achila kai, esog which was set for eating, purpose of eating the esog, ki aksai meachila aksai. When it was established as muksa machmas mitzvah, it was only usher in regards to the eating. However, the smelling of the esog would be mudr. So what's the reason, what's the source, if there is one, why something would be usher mishum muksa machmas mitzvah? How do we know muksa machmas mitzvah creates an iser hana of some sort?
Say Rashi.
Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi quotes the Gemara in Tess, you know very well.
Rashi quotes the Gemara in Tess that says that we learn it out from Sukkah over there because we learn out of Josh over there about comparing the carbon of Megiddo to Sukkah, and just like the Shem Shemayim falls on
the Chagiga,
so too it also falls on the Sukkah, so you can't use it.
That's by Sukkah only. So that's by Sukkah, and Rashi, let's read the Rashi inside. Degaminer mi Sukkah, we learn this out from Sukkah. The Yalfinam beperakam adaftes, as Evan just said, the Chal Shem Shemayim al Atzei Sukkah. The chalos, a hektish of some sort, is chal on the wood, the schach, maybe also the walls of the sukkah. It's a hektish, aser, le'eser behana, kol shiva, ho'il v'hukta l'mitzvah. Since it was established to be, it was set out for the mitzvah of sukkah, it's aser to get hana from the sukkah, again, the schach, and maybe also the walls, all 7 days. And Rashi says, we learn from sukkah. Now, yesh lachkor within Rashi, when Rashi says the source of sukkah, is he saying this is the source of all muktzah machmas mitzvahs? Or is a particular hekesh of lulav and dal minim to sukkah? Unclear within Rashi, but the source is from sukkah.
Yeah. You mean just within, say, Hadas and Esser, like, the Gemara never makes... Is Rashi just assuming because the Gemara says that, say, Hadas is also from Anah in this way, that must be the only thing we're learning from sukkah? Because the Gemara never...
Right, I said the Gemara doesn't say anything, so it's an open question. Rashi thinks that the sukkah.
Rashi's just putting two Gemaras together.
He thinks the source either of all muksa machmas mitzvah is from sukkah. That's the source of every muksa machmas mitzvah, or maybe particularly dal minim has a special connection. Of course, they're all in sukkahs, and Rabbi Huda thinks that you can only build the sukkah with dal minim. There definitely is a strong connection of dal minim to sukkah, of course. So maybe Rashi limits it to dal minim. Other muksa machmas mitzvah may be a different reason. But Rashi brings a source here. And as Gary points out, the Gemara doesn't say so. Rashi's mechadish this. Now, is this the only source or reason why something might be muksa machmas mitzvah? What? What does Miri say? That's not a reason. That's already making distinctions. But what's the reason why something would be usher because of a mitzvah? Is there a source? Is there a reason for it? Hektish. This hektish would be similar to this idea. Hektish, the source of Daf Test is based on hektish. So that's the same thing. That's also the carbon hektish is all in the same camp.
So no.
No. So there may not be another source, but there may be another reason.
Another reason. What are you thinking?
So let's first look at, let's set up first the Rajba. The Chua's Rajba is found in, where's this, Kuf Samach Test. The Rajba would ask the following question. The Hadas Shalulov, Shomers, the Hadas that is used for the Lulav, Im Mutter b'motzoi Shabbos lahavdala b'shehisna im lav. Am I allowed to make a Tanai on the Hadas I used for Lulav? Can make a Tanai that I want to use this Hadas for Havdala, Motzoi Shabbos. So I think, just as a side point, I think he must be referring to Motzoi Shabbos within Sukkot, because one Sukkot is over, and then Hadas is entirely mutter. Just as another side point, for those who didn't read the Purim to go, there's a great article there. Talks about Hadas and the relationship to Havdalah. And it's not just a random question of Hadas to using Hadas for Havdalah. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that one should try, if they can, to use a Hadas for Havdalah in smelling besamim. And the reason why they explain is because once you use a chepta for one mitzvah, you use the hadas for the mitzvah of lulav, and you should also use that same thing for a different mitzvah, namely that of Havdalah. If you want a deeper meaning, read a Purim to go. Anyways, so the question was posed, can you make a tanai and hadas for Havdalah? Mistavra, the Rajba writes, Sha tanai moil, it works. The tanai does work. Why is this different than Esrog? That the Gemara says, Hifrish Shiva Esrogim, you could separate seven Esrogim, Lashivas Yomim, use one Esrog for day one, and then after that day's over, eat it. Use a second Esrog for day two, after the day's over, eat it, and so on and so forth. Kolachas Viachas Yotze, but you could use an Esrog for each day, your Yotze, but Ochla La'alta, then you could eat it. The Rab Olamacha, the Rav Asi, okay, fine. Below Dami La'atze Sukkah, Esrog and Hadas is different than Atze Sukkah. The Hosam, in regards to Sukkah, Chag HaSukkah Shivas Yomim LaHashem Ksiv. There's a special Gzeres HaKasuv in regards to Sukkah that's connecting to Chagiga, that just like Hektesh is Shem Shemayim is Chal on an animal, and it's Hektesh, so too Shem Shemayim is Chal on a Sukkah. But that does not extend itself to Esrog, and for our purposes, Hadas. That is, he's saying explicitly, that's not the source why Hadas is Asur.
Well, the source that Rashi brought down that said Kol Shiva Yamim, it said all 7 days. So how is it possible that we could even say that you could eat the Esrog? You could have seven different ones, but once you mafished, I guess, that one for the first day, I'm using this one on the first day, so you used it and the first day is over. How can you just destroy it after that?
So that's
they said it's Hektish for all 7 days.
Right, so that's a different. So I want to get into the Esrog right now, but just it has to do with the Tanai, whether the Tanai works or not. Rashi talking about Stam, it's Usher 7 days. We're talking about this particular case when you make a Tanai that I only want the Esrog for day one, not for day two. But that's a different figure. Fine. So again, Rashi says the source, again, Muktzeh Machzeh Mitzvah is based on Chal Shem Shemayim on Sukkah. Sukkah is the source of that. Rashi says that cannot be the source. It's a special Gzeres HaKasuv by Sukkah that only regards to Sukkah has a Chal Shem Shemayim. That does not extend itself to Hadas. So if it doesn't extend itself to Hadas, why is Hadas Usher? Mishim Muksa. Still anybody? No one yet? Anybody see Rabbeinu Manoach? So what does Rabbeinu Manoach say? Okay, fine. We're going to remind Jeremy here. Yeah. The Tanai thing. I don't think he said the Tanai thing. I don't think he said the Tanai. So he says, first...
You're saying it has to be in a... only once it's in the bundle? Once it's...
No, not that issue.
No.
He said, he first quotes like Rashi. He quotes Rashi, the Gemara, and Chal Shem Shemayim Alav. But then he goes on to say, Kolomar, the Stama de Inish, Ki Maxilahu, Mishar HaNason, Umachinon LeMitzvah, Mider HaNason, Kamaxilahu. What does that mean? Anybody catch that? The Stam Inish. What does Stam Inish mean?
Stam people, they're Stam Das.
Das, right? Stam Das. When people are Makseh from their Das, a certain Hana, it's the Iker Hana of some sort. V'hadas l'recha ka'i. And since Hadas is set up for to be smelled, u'me'recha kamaksile. And therefore they removed it from their Das, so this is Muksa. I'm using this Hadas for a mitzvah. And therefore, I'm saying in my mind, it just comes naturally, stam das, off, stay off, don't smell this hadas. It's a das issue. Not because an objective, as a pasuk, the chal shem shemayim lav, midin hektesh, or carbon of some sort, because makse midas. Daito sheldom. That's what Rabbeinu Manoach says. He does say, however, he does quote the first source of Rashi, you have to work those out together, but at the end of the day, he says it's really tolerant das. That's the issue, okay? So it seems Machokes, Rabbeinu Manoach and Rashi, whether or not it's because of Das or because of the Pasuk.
How does the Rabbeinu Manoach hold about making Tanai?
So what's the issue in terms of Tanai? How would you explain whether Tanai would work or would not work then, in regards to those two, what we said, those two sheetahs up? Should Tanai work or not?
According to Rabbeinu Manoach, I would say that it would work, or Tanai would work, because that's working with Das as well.
Correct. I would agree. And according to Rashi?
According to Rashi, no, because it's more of a drasha.
Right, exactly. According to Rashi, it's hekdesh eschal, regardless of anything else. And that's, and Tanai should not be effective. So you look in the Miri, what does the Miri hold? I know there are a few different sheets of Miri, he's working within a bunch of things here. So the Miri first, yeah?
Compared it to Sukkah by Noah, right?
By what, sorry?
Sukkah by that you can get Hanoi out of like the...
Yeah, later on he connects it tonight, right. So I say first the Miri sets it up, he quotes like Rashi the source. He says, Kishem Shechal Shem Shemai Malachigiga Kach Huchal Al Sukkah. V'hu adin l'lulav v'chol minav. Also, lulav and all the other minim. Now, what he doesn't say is v'chol chayotzei bo. He doesn't say all other mitzvahs. So again, I'm not sure they're not explicit about this. The question I raised before, when you use sukkah as the source of muksa machmas mitzvah, are you going to extend it to all mitzvahs or only to those in the realm of sukkah and dal minim? He just seems to extend it to dal minim. I'm not sure he extends it further than that. And there are some diyukim, and I will get back to later. Me and Chaim were discussing about he has lashon of hana acheres. After we do the Rambam, if you remember, Chaim, we'll come back to the Miri. We'll appreciate a little more what he means by that. I'll skip it right now. His first sheet about is like Rashi, but then he says mikom makom yesh omrim shelo nesa das berech veesrog v'achila. These things are only aser elam min astam aval im hisna aleim mutarim kinoy sukkah, like Jeremy was saying. If you make a tanai, a tanai would work. Yesh, he says, yesh omrim. Mashba, according to the first opinion, where he said, learn like Rashi, that chal shem shemayim alav, that's asim midin hekdesh or midin karbon, tanai wouldn't work, like Evan said, because it's objective, the pasuk says, it's hekdesh. Tanai will not work by hekdesh. He said, a yesh omrim, quoting the Sefer HaMechtam, that no, a tanai would work. This is the reason why it's asr in hana, or asr to smell, that's because stam das is that way. And it's no different than noisuka. They said, oh, but isn't it, what's the difference from Atzei Sukkah? Atzei Sukkah, the walls, the schach, and the walls of the Sukkah, Tanai doesn't work by that. Why, if it's all about Das, so why is there a difference? Why does a Tanai work in regards to Hadas, but it doesn't work in regards to Sukkah? If it's all about Das, it should work across the board. He says, the only case that Das Tanai works in regards to Sukkah, that's talking about the Noi Sukkah. But the Iker Sukkah, the Guf HaMitzvah of the Sukkah, Tanai won't work for the Guf HaSukkah. Why not? Why is that different than Hadas? It's also the Guf HaMitzvah. So he explains that Hadas is different than Sukkah. Because Sukkah, the only way to get Hana from the walls and the Schach of the Sukkah is to destroy the Sukkah. In other words, you're going to be mevatel the mitzvah. She'as sukkah ha'nasa b'stirasa. The hana you get from the sukkah is through its destruction. V'astirasa, and destroying the sukkah, is going to be goremes bitul mitzvah. So it's going to ruin the mitzvah. Aval hadas, ein b'hanasa gromel bitul mitzvah. When it comes to hadas, smelling the hadas will not be mevatel the mitzvah. So what's he saying there? What's the lumdus there?
There's a difference.
The difference between the two?
The lumdus, I don't know.
So, yeah?
No, so, that it's about when you're
okay. So I think the Miri says there are really two dinim working here within Mukta Machmas Mitzvah, and it might be these two dinim of the Isser Hektesh, let's say a hekdesh chal shem shemayim love, an objective muktamach mas mitzvah. And then there's another one of das, which tanai does work. So the first din that is objective iser because of the mukta, that only exists when you're going to be mevatel mitzvah. If you're going to get a hana that's going to be mevatel mitzvah, that hana is aser. There's this, again, first objective muktamach mas mitzvah, which protects the key mitzvah. If I'm going to undo that key mitzvah, a tanai doesn't work. It's unbreakable. That's an objective hekdesh. But there's a second level of muksa machmas mitzvah, that's das. That's on all the other hanavs that will not impact the key mitzvah. So therefore, when it comes to hadas, so my hanav is not going to impact the key mitzvah. The hanav that I'm talking about of smelling it is only in the realm of the das type of muksa machmas mitzvah. That it was removed from the das of the Adam. And any hanah that's been removed from the das of the adam, I can make a tanai to allow the use of it. But in regards to the atzei sukkah, where the hanah is going to be mevatel, the mitzvah itself of sukkah, a das won't work. Tanai won't work because it's not in the realm of das. That's talking about in the world of hektesh chalos shem shemayim. That is an objective hektesh. There's this objective hektesh which protects the key mitzvah, and that a tanai cannot penetrate. Is that clear? I think that's shot what he's saying. Yeah, you got it? So again, he has the question: how does the tanai work? Sukkah doesn't work. He says because the hanah of the sukkah is going to destroy the key mitzvah. Mashenke mahadas, the smelling will not destroy the hadas, the smell, the key mitzvah of the hadas. I think he's working within these two dinim. And then he goes on to say further in an esrog, however, an esrog, it won't work. A tanai won't work, he thinks. And then he goes on to say, no, maybe an esrog will work. And it might depend on, tanai will work, it might depend on whether there are other esrogim that are available, depending perhaps where you lived, where you could buy esrogim from. But he says, where is this? Shasrogim mitzum harbe. He thinks an esrog will work because esrogim are common. Uch shemasna al zeh somech al ha'achem. When you make a tanai, you're somech on the other ones that will come. Okay, I think this also connects to that. Yes, Ari?
Why is the tanai destroying the key mitzvah?
Because the only way to get hanah from the walls on the schach and the sukkah is to use the actual schach, to use them for a different purpose. So you're going to be destroying, to take down the schach and the walls, you're going to be destroying the sukkah.
If you walk up, if it's made of hadas, you walk up to you smell it, getting out of the layer on that, but you're not doing anything to it.
So that's another issue we'll get to, whether smelling of, if hadas, you built the hadas into the schach or the sukkah, will that be a problem of smelling?
Yeah, but you can use the walls, you can use the sukkah without destroying the key.
What other way, I'm saying what other type of hana? Shade, you're allowed to get the shade, that's the function of it.
Smell from hadas.
Most of the walls and the schach, the functions of the schach are mutter, because that's the definition of living within the schach. Those things are part of the definition of what a sukkah could be. That's of course mutter.
It's a separate hanada. The sukkah is functioning as a
Yeah. So the shade I get, the protection I get, that's a hanada. That's you're supposed to get.
Okay, but if you make it out of a different substance, if it's mutter, you use it.
The smelling is a very different story, we'll get to in the run. But
if your house was made out of hadas, you'd also smell it. I'm
not sure.
That's within the normal sukkah. Why shouldn't you be able to smell it? That's part of.
Again, forget smelling. Smelling is a different story, because that's a machokas, whether that's a problem based on other reasons, perhaps. But a normal hanal you'd want to get from the atzei sukkah, you'd only be able to get it if you were to destroy the sukkah first.
Like what?
I want to build a house with it. I build a boat.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's like what Chaim's asking. But okay. Let's say you build your sukkah, not l'shem, mix of sukkah. Let's say you do it for whatever other reason.
Okay.
Would you then be allowed to take it down? Or would you not use it as the mitzvah anymore?
If it's not used for the mitzvah, then it wouldn't be.
But it has the potential to be used for the mitzvah. If you move it around, it still has that potential. Does it not have to be hooked to the mitzvah at that point?
I think
or has the potential to be hooked so?
I think only something that's used actually for the mitzvah is going to be a problem. I mean, I don't think Erev Sukkis, it's a problem to use it yet. It's not a mitzvah just yet. I think on Sukkis itself is the only problem. If you're not using it, if you build it for the purpose of sukkah,
Erev Sukkis is a little different than it being on sukkah, just not hooked to the mitzvah yet.
Right. The on sukkah itself, so you weren't maxed for the mitzvah, you built it, it's a kosher sukkah, you just didn't build it for that purpose.
Right.
So the question is, do you need lashma or not? That's a hilah b'shamayim? I'm not sure. I don't know. You have a question? Okay.
Yeah, who said that, why is that maybe this is what they're asking also.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that the hanah of the sukkah?
Why is that the hanah? What's that?
The hanah is to tear it down. That's the only hanah you
can. No. The tearing down is the only way to get hanah. Hanah is going to be to build something, use it, build a boat, let's say.
What about like hanging your jacket on one of the pieces of wood? You're not allowed to do that either.
That might be more like bizayon of some sort. Is that considered hanah? I'm not sure that's hanah. Which means just misusing.
What's that called?
That's a respectful bizayon mitzvah. Bizayon mitzvah?
Me'ilah?
Yeah, it could be like similar to Me'ilah. Similar. This is not talking about hektish. We're not talking real hektish here, but right. Similar model, though. Yeah. Okay, fine. So that's the issue in the Meiri, whether Tanai works or doesn't work. It seemed that from the Rashba we read earlier, but also he says explicitly a Tanai does work by Adasim. And what's his reason? He says, since the only time Tanai doesn't work, that's only in regards to a Sukkah, because there's a source, there's a Pasuk for Sukkah. When it comes to Hadas, just like Esog, you can make a Tanai, there's no source for it. It's based on Das. He doesn't say that, but we think that's Pshat. It's all based on Das, Hadas and Esog, therefore Tanai should work. What if you use a hadas to build the actual sukkah part of the schach? What's the din then? Anybody see that, Ron?
No.
No? Jake, you saw it? Gary saw it?
Not that one.
You didn't see that, Ron. Oh, you didn't? Oh, which Ron did you see?
I didn't see the right
one. Okay. No. There's only one Ron on this, I thought. Okay, either way. Anyway, so the Ron in the back in Yuches Amun Aleph, the Dibur Maslo Kimakse, one line down in that, by the period, he says, Umistavra, Dehu Adin Lahadas Shinosin B'Sukkah. The same din applies if you place that Hadas in the walls of the Sukkah, Dimerecha Akse. Right? It's also to smell. And Chaim, I know you saw it. What's the argument on this? What's the other opinion? That first the Ron says that you can. I say it's usher, even if you place the hadas in the sukkah, it's usher to smell. What's the yeshchokim?
That the purpose of the hadas now, you can exchange that with anything else. You can use something else for slach. You could have used branches that didn't smell. So the fact that the smell is not completely removed from the slach.
I mean, the hadas is really only serving as a piece of eitz. Not serving as a hadas. It doesn't have its. You're not using its ikker function. Let's say ikker function to smell. But of a yeshchokim, he writes ve'omrim shelo amrukein. This is not true. Elish behadash belulav. Only a hadas that's used in a lulav, it's aser to smell. Shekaven shehut tzarch lemitzvah. So since you need a hadas and only a hadas works, the vfshar elbo and only with that can you use the reicha shehu omed aksai. The smell of it is forbidden. It's maximidas. But a hadas shel sukkah. If you use a hadas in building a sukkah, kaven de efshar le beitzim ba'alma. Since I could have used any other piece of wood, ma'isa eit bilvad mishamish. I'm only using a piece of wood. I only view it as a piece of wood. And it wouldn't be usher because of smell. And only from burning is it aksa. I'm not allowed to burn it because that's the ikar purpose of a piece of eight is to burn it. So it's usher for me to burn it. But in terms of smell, I don't really view this hadas as a hadas because I'm not using it as a hadas. I'm using it as a piece of eight. So what's this machlokas about?
Is it possible that we could learn this out of the Rambam also? Because Rambam said. He said that only when it's in the egget of the lulav.
In the egget of the lulav.
Because like kisha.
Let's see, I don't remember that. Hadas sheba lulav. That's a good dig. I would agree with you in that. Yeah. It says hadas sheba lulav aser lahariachbo. Hadas dafka. Hadas that's in a lulav is aser mashma. A hadas that's in a sukkah perhaps would be mutter.
Right.
I agree. That's a fair deal.
The shabalul is like coming like a fuki that if it weren't to be in the middle, then it wouldn't be a huksa to the mitzvah.
Like in a what? Like an atzei sukkah.
Well, okay, fine. I guess not its normal use then. What you if it's in the actual sukkah, then you would still say that it's not huksa to the mitzvah of sukkah.
A sukkah, but not necessarily of the smell wouldn't be a problem. That you couldn't burn it or use it for another hana, maybe.
It would get grouped into the schach right. Category of is
right.
Not hadas
right.
Specifically. What is the just you can't?
Know. According to the Ron, you can't burn it. Burning would be the hana. The ikar hana of wood is to burn it. Use it for firewood. So you wouldn't be able to burn it, but smelling it would be okay according to the one sheet down the Ron.
Right.
So. So what's this machlok is about? Any suggestions? So I thought, yeah? I'm not entirely comfortable with this, but I'll say it anyways. That the second day of the Ran, that you're allowed to smell it, it's because mukta is all tala in das. And the das of this person is to use it as an eitz ba'amah. Although, objectively, it's a hadas, I go to the store, I ask what this is, they tell you it's a hyssop. It's my das, though, to use it for an eitz. And we all go based on das. So my das is for an eitz, so my das is also only makta it from the hana of havara, the ikar havara. That might be pshat in why it would be permitted to smell. And the other, yeah?
Why do you even have to say that? You don't have to go so far. How do I use that kind of tree?
I also would be able to smell it if I use that for stasis. So why should I be able to smell the hadas? It's not that I'm going to equal hadas. The fact is, Ogiban hadas smells better. But I could use anything for that. By the lulav, if I put that in my...
I understand that first
if I put,
point.
If I put one of these branches in my egg, yeah. I wouldn't have a mitzvah. If I put this on my sukkah, I would still be the kind of mitzvah.
Okay.
So the fact that the hadas is there, so what? So I can use it as I would use any other stuff. The function of the hadas now is stuff.
I'm saying, why is that going to say it's mutter to get to smell it or not? Other trees are not meant to smell. There's nothing to talk about by other trees.
So what? Now it's grouped into.
They're not to smell.
It has nothing to do with being a hadas anymore. Now it's schach.
It's grouped into the category.
No, but
schach.
I'm saying, well, why am I allowed to smell that? I don't understand why.
Because it's schach now. What's the issue with smelling
schach? It's chal shem shel maimalav.
Why can't I smell? Meaning, okay, fine, it doesn't have a pre-smell, but I can smell this, no? It's still hanok.
Would that be considered? Would you say bracha on such a tree? I don't think so.
It's because the main point of the schach is to burn it, you said. So it's the main point of the schach is to burn it. And we said in one of the Rishonim, I forgot who, that only the main thing you can't do. That's usher, but everything else is mutter. So the main thing, but when it's considered schach, is burning. So you can't burn it. But you can't smell it, because that's not the main thing.
I'm saying, why is it that the main thing is... Why is it, who said the main thing? Based on what? Is the main thing, only the main thing, cut off?
Because we made it into a shem schach. It has a shem schach now. It's not a hadas anymore. It's part of a larger group.
I'm saying, but whoever said that only the main use is going to be asr?
That's what I took out of what I read.
Right, the Gemara says that the ikar purpose is... But I'm saying, what's the reason for that? What's behind that? So if you understand that das, what's behind this is das, that the ikar das is what's behind it. So then my ikar das for this, I think what you're saying, but I think it's based on das, that my das is for that this hadas should be a schach, should be eitz ba'alma, so my das is to be makta only the ikar use of it. I'm trying to get at you, das is what's the driving force here. So that's the opinion that you're allowed to smell. What's the opinion that you're not allowed to smell it? Ram brings the other day that even a hadas that you put in a sukkah, an ati sukkah, would be usher to smell. Why would that be?
It's not the das, it's just the actual, the inherent...
Awesome. Right. That is a hektesh chal shem shemayim lov. When hektesh is chal in the sukkah, ati sukkah, hektesh is chal, every hana is usher. All isur hana is usher, across the board. So although the ikka purpose, my ikka purpose is using it for the hadas, for the ati sukkah, who cares? If smelling is a hana that you could derive from hadas, that's going to be asr midin hektish. Objectively, it's asr, and every hana would be asr. That, I think, pashup shot, you could still say, just, you know, you could neutralize and say, no, it's all about das, and still, when my das is to put the hadas as an ati sukkah, I still have in my das to, because hadas, in essence, really can be smelled. Part of my das is also to remove it from the isr smelling as well. You can neutralize it saying that way. Again, even the other opinion, both opinions really about das, the question, what was his das? Was das only to be maxed to the burning aspect of things, or even to be maxed to the iser to smell it? But I like Seth's pshat a little better, that the goof of this machlokas is whether the source of mukta machmas mitzvah is based on das, or is it based on the makor hektesh? Yeah.
Even according to those who
learn
it out, let's say from the drusher, from the drusher, would they both agree that? Well, I mean, would that whatever that camp agree that on the second day that you can that a tonight, let's say a tonight would work because well, like I said, for the Arbaminim it's only it's whatever, but, like the first day like me no raisa, but the other days is not.
The other day, which are only midirabanan, what does task for muksa machmas mitzvah on a mitzvah derabanan? That's basically your question.
Right.
I think it's your question, right? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I think it's worthwhile looking into that. I just don't know the answer. Okay, fine. So, now let's talk about the esrog for a moment. The esog is mutter to smell. Also to eat an esog, but it's mutter to smell. So does that make sense with these two shittas we set up? As mutter to smell an esog? Based on das or based on hekesh? Would you say it's mutter to smell an esog? Does the Gemara make sense?
Das.
Right? If it's all about das, so my das in this esog is, it's a food. So I'm going to be maxed for my das, I won't be able to eat it. Smelling isn't even on the radar. So that's why mimele, it's mutter. I just didn't think about it. Stam das, it's, you know, I don't have a mind to remove the smell. But what about the other approach? Wouldn't make sense, right?
All
if it's hektesh, this chal and this object, any hana would be usur. If it's animals hektesh, every hana is usur. If this esog is usur, is hektesh, every hana is usur. So why in the world is the Gemara saying that it's mutter to smell an esog? That's the question. Any suggestions? So the Sfasa, yeah? Oh.
Didn't we start off here by saying that within Rashi, it's completely within Rashi, is Rashi saying that it means that all Israel or not, specific
that we raised whether all mitzvahs.
All mitzvahs.
Only lulav or all mitzvahs also. We raised that suffix. But pashtus is...
Pashtus means all Israel.
I think so.
Why is that pashtus?
Because if it's hektish, it's chal and something. That's the source. Yeah. So it should be chal and everything. So the Sfas Emes, see, I think he addresses this question, and he says that l'chora mashma mikan de chol midi di ksoi rasharin lasas badara sheino ikir tashmisho. Says at first glance, you would think only the ikir use is going to be a problem. Only the ikir use will be usur. Anything else will be allowed. But then he says, miyu, efshir de dafka lahariach mutter. Maybe every hana is usur. Every hana is usur based on, he doesn't say this, but based on hektesh, everything should be usur. But maybe reach is different. Maybe smelling is different. That's why you could smell an esog. Why is that? Why is reach different? What?
Psachim.
What does Gemara and Psachim say?
I think it was like three, three things that there's a...
Kol, reach, and was it Shmir,
Mara,
I think? Mara?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not over Mi'ila.
So that's the first. The Gemara said that first, ain't bo Mi'ila. You're not over the Issa Mi'ila if you smell something that's hektish. Then the Gemara goes on to say, no, even at the Maskani, you actually are over the Issa Mi'ila by smelling. But then the Gemara says, you know what? Maybe that's only like Ashen Ketoros. Maybe only the smoke and the smell of Ketoros because there's Mamashis. The smoke is something physical. I smell a Hadas, a Esso. There's nothing you could see, there's nothing you could feel. Ketoros creates this smoke, and you're smelling that smoke. So that's why there's mamashus, you're over the Issa Mi'ila. When there's no mamashus, when there's nothing concrete, nothing substantial to touch, so then there will be no Issa Mi'ila. So he says, therefore he thinks, lahariach bahadas, say one second. So he says, you're right, even by hadas you should be allowed to smell as well. But the Gemara is mechadesh, since the ikur purpose of a hadas is to smell, they asked hadas. So just because of the ikar purpose. But mikar didn't really, smelling would not be a problem. But therefore now it makes sense why an esrog, since an esrog, to smell an esrog, there's no mamashis to it. So then that's why it's entirely mutter. But really hektesh is chal in every hana. Smell is different because there's no mamashis. That's what the Sfas Emes is mechadish. Yeah?
Well, maybe it's also like there's smoke there, so they're saying like you can control if you're going to smell it or not. Like you could stick your face in it to smoke or not. So maybe that's saying, like, if you purposely take something that's hektish and, like, and sniff it, like you do it on purpose, you have control over it, then maybe that would be an issue. Because smoke is something you can control, sticking your head into the cloud of smoke or not.
I don't see it so much.
No?
I'll try to think about it after show. I don't see it so much right now, though. Okay, fine. So the first answer... again, is that the Sfas Emes thinks smelling is different because smelling has no mamashis. Ketoros is different because ketoros creates a smoke which does have mamashis. I think you can give a second answer, and that's as follows. Maybe smelling is not different. Maybe smelling is considered a real hana, but maybe smelling peros, the smelling of fruit, maybe that's different. We're talking about esrog. This, I think, it works better than Sfas Emes. Smelling hadas, where the ikar purpose of a hadas is to smell, so that's a problem. That's usur to smell that. But an esog, smelling fruit, like an esog, is not considered hana. Right. So, Jeremy, what's my raya for that? Right. What does Mordechai say?
Says that you can't get any since the use of that das not for the esrog, right?
I mean, what's the question he's trying to, what's the question he's dealing with?
About making a bracha.
Making a bracha, right.
Right. So if you smell, you make a bracha, but on some things that aren't used for the smell, then you wouldn't make a bracha on it because it wasn't created for that use.
Exactly. Perfect. So he brings two opinions whether you say a bracha on smelling fruit. So first he quotes, Esrog shel mitzvah mutar la'ariach bo. You're allowed to smell an esrog. If you're going to smell it, you have to say bracha, says the Rav Yoh. And what's the bracha? Asher nosen reach tov beperos. You put a nice smell, fragrance, in fruit. Rabbeinu Simcha argues, because fruit were not created for smelling. You might be able to smell them, but the ikar function was not for smelling, the ikar function was to eat them. And therefore you wouldn't say bracha. So perhaps this machlokas may be about the smell of, do we view the smell of fruit as a hana'a or not? But of course, birch hasananin, you have to say bracha every time you get hana'a. So maybe part of what Rabbi Nisimcha thinks is there's no, we don't view the hana'a of peros as hana'a. And if that's the case, that's why it's mutter to smell an esrog. That although the reason why muksa machmas mitzvah is usher is because of hektish, it's chal shem shemayim love on every hana'a, reach of peros is different. Reach of peros may not be hana'a, and that's why there's no bracha. Reach of hadas would be considered a smell, because the ikar purpose of hadas is smelling, and you would say bracha if you smell the hadas. That might be the shot.
So could you smell then something that's not for its use?
Could you smell something that you don't usually smell for? You could smell it, sure. The question is, it's suffic brachas though. The question is, should you put yourself in such a position?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Right. So I think they say you're better off not to.
Is it better to make a bracha?
No, sorry, bracha l'haka. You shouldn't say bracha based, unless you pass on like Rav Yoh. I think the Suffolk had a paskin, so you wouldn't say bracha, I think, on peros.
Should we say the ikar function of the hadas is for the mitzvah? So that's what the hadas is for.
Ikar function of the hadas. We're talking about, forget the mitzvah, we're talking as a... No, the ikar function as a tree. What's the function of this tree? Forget mitzvahs right now. I think the tree is grown for the purpose of the mitzvah? I don't see that.
Why are peros different?
So the reason he says, because it was created, it was grown for the purpose of eating, not the purpose of smelling. So somehow, we were talking about earlier, Jeremy and Noah, about sometimes when you grow certain things, your intentions will indicate and dictate what bracha to make. Like heart to palm is something that's grown. I was talking to them about this. Heart to palm, what bracha do you say? Heart to palm grows somehow in the branches of some sort, or in the bark. So it's not really a fruit or a vegetable, but if they grew it for that purpose of growing the heart to palm dafka, it maybe have a status of vegetable, you'd say adama. If you grew it for the tree and mimela, you get the heart to palm, you'd only be shakal. I think that's part of the discussion. So the intentions of growing something and planting something may be very important in terms of the bracha.
Maybe for brachos, it's usually not how what the inner purpose of that item is. It's whether you get hana. It's like hachas.
I was saying, in terms of which bracha you say, it is dependent on how it grows, intention.
For sure.
Whether you say bracha or not, yes. But smelling is very unique. Smelling is very different in many many reasons. It is a bir chasenenin, but there's a different source. Kol ha-neshama talel ka, ezu hana sheyesh bo l'neshama. Which hana does the neshama receive? That's the smell. It has a different source, and there are different halachas. So it might be a little more lenient, but it is a good point. Okay, we have a few minutes. Let's look at the Rambam really quickly. Shoot this at Rambam. The Rambam says this strange line. You may not pick up it when you first read it, but he says, why is an esrog mutter? Well, esrog mutter la'ariach bo, sharei huksa l'mitzvah me'achila. Why is it mutter? Because it's muksa in regards to achila. Does that sound logical? Okay. Esrog is mutter to smell because it's muksa for eating. Doesn't make any sense to me. Right? You could smell because of muksa v'achila. He should have said, it's mutter to smell because there's ain bo reach peros. We don't view peros as reach. Or some other reason. So what does he say? The reason why it's mutter because it's muksa v'achila. So I think you could say pshat as follows. What's the reason why something's muktzah machmas mitzvah? Because when something's a mitzvah, you have to show a certain amount of kavod to it. Not because of a hektesh necessarily, not because it's das, it's maksa, because your das, you know, excluded from it, but there's a certain chiv on the chevetz of the mitzvah, you have to show a certain amount of kavod to this mitzvah. How do you show kavod? By saying to yourself, one hana, I'm going to refrain from this mitzvah. And the ikar hana it is, I'm going to refrain from this mitzvah. As long as I do one ikar hana, I'm yotzei my chiv of kavod to this mitzvah, this chevetz of mitzvah. So when it comes to hadash, the ikar mitzvah, the ikar use is the smelling. So I'm saying I can't smell a rech. That's my kavod mitzvah I'm showing. When it comes to an esrog, I'm showing the kavod through saying I can't eat it. It's usher for me to eat it. And that's why it's mutter to smell then. Once I've already been mekayim, this kavod ha-mitzvah of not being able to eat it, mimela, that's the reason why it's then therefore mutter to smell it. Again, there's a chiyuv to show kavod mitzvah by saying there's one hana I'm going to refrain from. Once I've established that which hana I'm going to refrain from, that will say everything else is mutter. That's the reason why everything else would be mutter. So therefore, esrog mutter al riachbo, you could smell it, sherei huksa la mitzvah me'achila, because I already said my kavod mitzvah by achila. Once I've established that, mimela mutter to smell. Alright, so I guess we'll stop here and start the Govaita and Gemara tomorrow.